Peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And apropos of the State of the Union message, where President Barack Obama has talked about, you know, the importance of creating green jobs, good-paying green jobs. You've heard him with the State of the Union message, and he emphasized that and how important it is by the year 2035. 80% of all of our electricity is going to come from green jobs. And, of course, I mean, that's solar. And, well, we have three solar companies here in the United States. Evergreen got $46 million from the state of Massachusetts to open up their solar plant and there. And just about a month ago, they announced that they were moving to China, pulling up, moving to China. China's going to subsidize their company, gives them free loans or almost free money to borrow. And well, there's just no sense staying here in America. But then we've got two, well, we had two. Solyndra had got almost $500 million from our federal government to open up a plant right here in California. Solyndra, $500 million. Federally subsidized to open a plant. And they announced this last week they're moving to China because, of course, so many more opportunities there. So when President Barack Obama tells you we're going to have lots of jobs from green energy, he's absolutely right. In China. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know, and they laugh at your stupidity. Well, with us this morning is our good friend, Barry Shamish, and Barry isn't laughing. He's got some very serious things to talk about. And good morning, Barry. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, we can laugh about them, and I'm not opposed to that. I could talk about broad politics. Egypt has got riots, and the Muslim Brotherhood are joining in, and there's, you know, a possibility that the state could fall, and the Sinai Accord and the peace with Israel could go up in smokes and all. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening right now.
Well, let me just intercede there for a minute. We carry a book called The Devil's Game, and it goes into the background of the Muslim Brotherhood. This was sort of the foundation for this whole radical Islamic movement, financed first by MI6 and later by the CIA. And, of course, they're contributing to the riots, current riots in Egypt. You know, who was it who overthrew the Tunisian government? Did the three or four guys get together and say, hey, let's have a revolution, let's overthrow the Tunisian government? That's not how it works. Long-term planning, large financing from an external force, that's what happened in the Russian Revolution, that's what happened in the Cuban Revolution. It goes all the way back to the French Revolution in 1789, and yes, even our own revolution was heavily financed from overseas back in 1776. So, but certainly we see the revolution there and in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood, but who's behind the Muslim Brotherhood? American tax dollars at work. Go right ahead.
Well, it's a lot broader than Egypt right now. I mean, Tunisia has, well, the government has changed in Tunisia and Lebanon. There's riots in Algeria, Jordan, Qatar. This is not just one little country. This is really the frustration of the Arabs. It's spreading all through the Arab world.
Well, I
don't want to talk about that.
All right.
I want to get a little more domestic, at least to begin with. I'll drift back there shortly enough. But I'm going to talk about easy stuff. If you think it's easy, I think it's dreadful. Well, you don't know what the National Insurance Institute is in Israel, but it's the same as Social Security, no difference. Now, they did a survey, came out end of last week. Now, I'm just going to tell you, they're using words like poverty in Israel is spiraling out of control. That's a quote. Right now, they say over 25% of Israelis live in poverty. Now, as bad as poverty is in America, and there is plenty of it, it's not one out of every four Americans is living in poverty. That's what you've got in Israel. Now, from last year, 123 Israelis joined, again, what it calls the circle of poverty. Remember, Israel's population is 7 million. And of that 7 million, 850,000 children are living below the poverty line. Now, this particular report delves a little deeper into the problem. The middle class is disappearing. You've got a situation where, according to the report last year, only 15% of Israelis were in the middle class. And that's a decline of like 20% from just a few years ago. Now, of course, what that means is you're either rich or poor. If you don't have a middle class, those are your options. And I can assure you that the rich class is not that big. You're talking about poverty spreading right throughout the Israeli population. Now, I've known this, and I've read, making a buck in Israel is just a nightmare. And it's led to tons of corruption, even at a local level, because people can't pay their bills. Now, I'm not just talking about a few people. This report is darn serious. 25% of Israelis now live in poverty.
That's a frightening figure.
Yeah, well, I've got something else that, well, again, looking at it from my point of view, why is Israel bringing thousands of foreign workers into the country with hundreds of thousands of its own citizens out of work living in poverty? I mean, I've got my own observations about what this really means.
All right, well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan here, certainly Barry asked the rhetorical question, why are they bringing thousands of workers into Israel, when you have a large number of people there living in under the poverty line? And I might ask the same rhetorical question. Why is the United States government official policy, now, not that they'll tell the common people, but their policy is we are going to bring in all sorts of people, allow them to come in from Mexico illegally to compete in the labor market. And I'd like to suggest that one reason we're doing it in the United States is to actually drag down the living standards of the middle class so that they will not be able to get jobs. A lot of the undocumented workers will work for far less, and we lower the living standards in the United States. Is that what they're doing in Israel, Barry?
Well, that's what it's turning out to be.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how many of the foreign workers are contributing to this, but I'm blaming the Israeli workers who would rather live in poverty than work for bad wages.
Sure.
It's a messy situation, but some of the blame have to go on the work habits of the Israelis. Look, I'll dive into that as long as you brought it up. I have another. There was another survey done that kind of answers the question. Look, it was done by Arnon Sofer for the Center for National Security Studies. You have to understand that the Haredim, that's the ultra-Orthodox in Israel, will never replace foreign workers. They don't work. Well, that's not fair. The percentage who study and receive a stipend from the government is enormous. It's in the close to 70%, which means about 30% actually work. Now, without diving into why the government gives these stipends, really it's just to neutralize them as a social or even a voting force. And that's another issue. But the real problem with this study is the population of Israel is going to change dramatically and overnight. It's already changed. I get phone calls from friends of mine who moved back to Israel, and they're shocked how religious the country has become. And, where are the old-fashioned Zionists? They're being replaced by the ultra-Orthodox community. Right now I'm not talking about long-term. I'm talking about the year 2030 and half a generation. 55% of Israel's population is going to be ultra-Orthodox. And he breaks down how that's going to happen. Last year, 110,000 Jews were born in Israel. Only 18,000 were to secular or non-religious families. All the rest, again, we're not talking modern religion. We're talking very European and quite medieval religion, which is not to say it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing that they're not contributing to the country by working.
or by joining the military.
Mostly that's true as well. There are slight trends out of that, but you have to understand that the Haredi community were absolutely screwed by the Zionists. It's not a question of defending the state. It's not defending the Zionists. And I can dive into that, and the reasons are legitimate. Before the Zionists came to Israel, it was all Haredi, all ultra-Orthodox. And these new Zionists, they ripped off Haredi land, and they just upended the community they had, and that means their real estate. And as for the Holocaust itself, I'm not going to dive into that as well, but Israel literally did not save Haredim at all. And this is a larger discussion, and it's not the time to do it, but they're not going to be supportive of the Jewish state in a way that we've grown used to believing that Jews would support, Israeli Jews would support the Israeli state. Now, I'm going to say it again, in half a generation, that is the year 2030, 55% of Israelis will be Haredim. That's this latest study. Now, if Israel survives that long, it's going to be a very, very different-looking country in a crummy 15 years.
I'm certainly agree with you, and I think that's something that every Jewish person or person who supports Israel should be concerned about. I mean, the world is changing dramatically and quickly.
Well, first of all, they're not moving to Israel. The old Aliyah, the immigration of my generation, the vast, vast majority were what they call secular Jews. I don't think that's a good definition. I would say I'm a mildly religious Jew. But nonetheless, they're gone. They're not coming to Israel anymore. Only the ultra-Orthodox are coming to Israel from most countries, especially America. And the secular Israelis are leaving in droves. Now, last year, this figure has been going on, by the way, for 3-4 years now, the same figure year after year. Last year, 31,000 Israelis, secular Israelis, most of them, left the country for good, abandoned the country. Most for the United States, by the way. On the other hand, all of 3,000 American Jews moved to Israel. It's like 10 to 1 emigration in favor of immigration. The secular are moving out. The religious are moving in. Without diving into this, it's not a good thing. There should be a balance there. And people like me are not moving to Israel anymore. And that's who used to be the ones who moved to Israel. There's a big change, a big demographic change coming up. And as I said, this survey, and by the way, I don't just quote surveys. I actually filter. If the National Security Institute of Israel did this survey, I think it should be taken pretty seriously.
And Israel needs people who will join the army and fight for it. Israel needs people who will be productive. And magnificence of Israel is really, of course, it's technology, it's industry, but that's all changing. That is the frightening thing. I share your concern.
Well, I'm not positive there will be an Israel in half a generation. Did they have a... now we're going to switch subjects. Now we're going to go on to the upcoming war. And I say that seriously because that is what Gabi Ashkenazi... All right, this is WikiLeaks. Let's do the background. Again, with WikiLeaks, by the way, most of them are genuine. No one is saying that these are not genuine documents. And there's one in the Arab world right now where all the discussions between Israel and the PLO, all the peace talks are now floating around. They were leaked to the Arab media. And no one's denying. The PLO are not denying that these, they're not saying that these are counterfeit. The same with WikiLeaks. Nobody is saying it's counterfeit. Now, keeping that in mind, and also keeping in mind that I vet, I try not to get hoaxes or phony reports. I get rid of them, and I stick with what I know to be extremely plausible. Gabi Ashkenazi was the head of the IDF when an American congressional delegation came, and he sent a message to them. Again, he's not denying this. Now, what this message is that Iran had 300 Shahab missiles aimed at Israel for the next war. And again, who cares, 300, when Hezbollah has more than 40,000 rockets. And what Ashkenazi said is they're now sophisticated enough to reach almost anywhere in Israel. Here is the quote Ashkenazi gave the Congress people. Israel is preparing its army for a major war in the Middle East. But then he adds something, which, by the way, is an understatement. Israel, the IDF chief of staff said that Israel is not able to protect its entire population anymore. Now, again, the understatement, he said 1 million Israelis could be exposed to missiles that cannot be fought from the air. You may as well change that to 7 million Israelis. If 1 million can't be protected, then nobody could be protected. It's not logical that 1 million people have any worse protection than the rest of the country against missiles. What Ashkenazi told these Congress reps was that Israel is going to be blasted with missiles and it can't do a thing about it. And it gets worse. Again, just to back that up. Now, look, you don't know who. Israel has a home front commander. His name is Colonel Dan Zussman. Leave it at that. Now, his report to Army Radio was that, now, this is unbelievable. When the war opens, he says, tens of missiles will hit Tel Aviv, causing hundreds of casualties. Tens in the first 10 minutes, maybe. He didn't say exactly what the time frame was, but the causing hundreds of casualties is something new in Israel. And that goes back even in the 48th war, where Tel Aviv was bombed a couple of times, you didn't have hundreds of casualties. Now, again, we continue the same. You look for the reports from from the highest military sources. Now, the outgoing head of military intelligence, that was General Amos Yadlin, told Netanyahu's cabinet, the cabinet of Israel, outright, he said, Tel Aviv will be the front line of the next conflict. Just in case you think I'm personally overstating issues, they are panicking in Israel. At the highest levels of the IDF, they're panicking. Now, I'll give you an example of this, which, again, most people wouldn't notice. I sure noticed this. The IDF has convinced the government to begin a multi-million dollar, and this is going to be like half a billion if they go through with it. They're going to drill out mountains to thousands of square yards of mountains. a complicated thing. I've been in, maybe Israel's only drill that mountain, at Har Meron. I served there. The whole mountain is dug up, and well, I'm not going to tell you that, I'll actually keep quiet. I think that actually is not something I should say. But nonetheless, I served there for a month, and it was boiling hot, and the tent stunk. So I went into the mountain to sleep. I took my bed where it was cooler. There were bats, mind you. There were actual bats in there, but nonetheless, it was better than these stinky tents.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemesh here at the American Theater.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care, before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shemesh, and we're talking about what's going on in Israel. And of course, there is a war coming. When? I don't know. But certainly the whole Middle East is beginning to tremble. Certainly Hillary Clinton was over in one of the Arab countries there within the last 2 weeks, lecturing the Arab leaders and telling them, if they didn't start giving women rights and having more openness and more democracy, why, the whole thing was going to explode. And, gee, within a couple of weeks, the whole thing is exploding. How did Hillary know? Well, Hillary's got lots of connections. You remember she, when she went to the White House, she brought in a medium to conjure up demonic spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mahatma Gandhi. Nobody ever mentions that anymore. And nobody mentioned that when she was running for the president. I guess everybody forgot that she was into the occult. Maybe she's got some advanced knowledge of what's coming up. Maybe she's got some connections with the guy who runs this world and the other world. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, let's finish up about these mountains. Israel is now going to be putting its military, well, its most sensitive military equipment in mountains so the rockets don't blow up the army. The first project has received its funding, and they call it relatively small bunker, several thousand square meters inside a mountain, by the way, whose location is classified. I'd like to see it stay classified. If you're digging out a mountain, I think somebody is going to notice the equipment and the trucks going to the spot, but neither here nor there. The Army now just is not satisfied with the situation that its bases are going to be pummeled with rockets, and there won't be any way to fight because the equipment is going to be destroyed. And again, to thwart that, this panic in the military has reached a point they're just going to put everything in tunnels right now. Look, it's even more serious at a higher level than this. Something very weird happened, which, again, nobody seems to notice, and they should notice it. The Labor Party, again, why Netanyahu brought labor into his government instead of religious parties and so forth, we won't dive into that. But nonetheless, the Labor Party voted itself out. They left the government. Now, and that, of course, would be a crisis, except four out of the 14 labor members stayed in the government. And, well, they include Ehud Barak, the defense minister. He formed not a new party. He is still the head of the Labor Party, which left the government, but he's staying in under a new faction name called Atzmaut, or Independence. Look, the finagling is beyond belief. What you're talking about is Barak and three other labor ministers stayed in the party, stayed in the government, whereas the party left the government. And, well, I won't talk about the illegalities of this whole situation. It's absurd. But nonetheless, Netanyahu appoints one of the three other labor ministers, Matan Vilnai, very, very, very far leftist. He is now, he's got a new ministry. It was formed just for him, the Home Front Defense Ministry. He is now the Home Front Defense Minister. Or imagine a similar situation in the States where you've got a Secretary of State, but you've also got a Secretary of Home, all right, of Home Defense. Now, what Israel needs this for also, first of all, it never had one before, and the fact that it needs one now should, well, you should pause to think about that. What's coming up? This is just another sign of the panic. But more to the point, if Barak stayed in the government, he and Netanyahu plotted to get labor out of the government. They had to have. Without diving into Barak stays defense minister while being head of labor, while his party has voted itself out of the government, it's a mess, but he's in there illegally. And the only way this whole thing had to have been plotted out with Netanyahu ahead of time. But what that means, again, is that Israel's defense is in the hands of this incredibly cowardly and corrupt Ehud Barak. He's the defense minister. Well, the incredibly left-wing Matan Vilnai is the home front minister. Now, I don't know if the Israeli people are just so tired of it that they gave into this situation, but Israel's defense is not, well, Netanyahu is simply not in charge of it. Labor is still in charge of it. And we know that there was a plot because Netanyahu gave a speech, well, accepting, very stoically, he's accepting Labor's departure while thanking the most corrupt members of it. I won't go into Yitzhak Herzog or Benjamin Ben Eliezer. They left his government, and he thanked them for their service to the country. Something extremely, extremely dirty happened. But more to the point, the people of Israel are stuck with this. They're stuck with this, how do we put this, illegal government, non-representational government, undemocratic government, any words you want to use, that's what is now the Israeli government. And again, who noticed? Well, a few Israelis noticed, or I wouldn't have had the information, but no one outside Israel realizes what happened in the last week to the government. The Israeli government has an entirely new face on it, and a pretty illegal one. I'm not sure I'm properly describing the problem.
No, you're doing a pretty good job. Go ahead.
It's not a simple thing to put in American terms. Look, let's get off this. All I'm trying to say is the Israeli government and military is panicking. From the highest sources in the army to the highest sources in the defense ministry, everyone is running for cover. Again, it's a tough one, and I'm not even going to dive into it more. Either you got it or you didn't. You know what? I think in a way a happy subject then. An opinion poll was, by the way, this confused me. The Council on Foreign Relations actually financed an opinion poll in Jerusalem with the Palestinian Center for Public Opinion. They asked Palestinians, well, what they asked them, remember, if you're an Arab in Jerusalem, you're Israeli.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows, For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and last segment of our program. Barry, go right ahead.
By the way, did you get my latest article?
No, I didn't. What was your latest one?
My rabbi wrote a book. He's a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, yes,
and
I did.
And he wrote a book. You didn't get it?
No, I did get it. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I want to remind people that I don't know if you care that a new Holocaust book by a survivor of the Holocaust came out. But my rabbi, Rabbi Siviak in St. Augustine, Florida, just produced the book. And if anyone really does, it's really a very, very intense and good book. I'm going to leave my phone number if anybody wants it.
Before you do
my
that,
number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
Why don't you get the information out on how people can get your books, how people can get your DVDs, how people can get to your PayPal button and help you so you can continue doing what you do so well.
But nonetheless, the rabbi's book is it's $28 with postage, and I throw in a free DVD, and that's it. My books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You open it up, you see a search box right in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll get to my books. And, of course, my website is barrychamish.com. But that's it. I was actually this week, selling somebody else's book, and a worthy book it is. But let's get back to this survey. Oh, excuse me. I'm clogged today. Let's get back to this survey. Look, Jerusalem's going to be divided, and the Arab, well, that's the plan anyways. The Arabs are Israeli citizens right now. So they asked them that if Jerusalem was divided, and you could keep any citizenship, would you be Palestinian or Israeli? 35% of them said they would retain their Israeli citizenship. Only 30% said that they would be citizens of a Palestinian state. And get this, the rest of them just didn't know. They just didn't have an answer, which means that they want to stay Israeli but are terrified that somebody will talk. What you've got is a situation that nobody seems to understand, that the Arabs don't want Jerusalem to become Palestinian. And of all organizations, the CFR did this survey, but others have been done that have the same results. The Palestinians of Jerusalem, the Arabs, would rather be Israeli in considerable numbers than suddenly become thrust into citizenship of Palestine. They prefer Israel over that. Now, what we do with this information, I have no idea. But you have to understand that there are advantages to being an Israeli citizen, and there are plenty of disadvantages to joining a PLO state. Now, I believe it's the Israeli health system that the Arabs are most grateful for. It's very cheap. And at a basic level, you get good treatment. Without diving into it, they pay about $40 a month per family, and they have full coverage. That I don't think they want to give up. That simple. Now, there are other things like the insecurity of being in a PLO state. I mean, that's, word has gotten out. to the Arabs of Jerusalem from relatives and friends in the PLO state that it's not so hot, and they'd rather be Israeli than be new citizens of this Palestinian state. There. Does that shock you?
Not me at all. I've heard the same statistics many times.
Really? All right. I thought it would get a rise out of you, but I'll live with that. For those who didn't know,
a series by Dr. Tweedy, and he interviews a number of Israelis, and they quote similar surveys that have been done in the past showing that the Palestinians would rather be in the Israeli area because, of course, there's prosperity there and there's security there and a stable society. Who'd want to leave that and live in the Palestinian area where you never know what's going to happen?
Well, it's certainly more prosperous and more stable than a PLO state. It's far from paradise, but those are the options. Now, just to add, I get lots and lots of correspondence and phone calls from Israel, and there's, again, unreported, and I'm not sure why. Okay, 2 days ago, half the landline phones in Israel stopped working. Just, they didn't work. Now, Bezeq, which is the AT&T of Israel, runs the landlines. It's actually a monopoly. Didn't have a clue why the phone stopped working. Didn't give an answer. They went back automatically. Bezeq didn't do a thing to make them come back and didn't know what caused it in the first place. Now, there's a list of these. Look, there's a cyber war going on against Israel, just as there's a cyber war against Iran that everyone knows about because the Stuxnet has got legendary status, supposedly setting back the Iranian nuclear program by several years. There's a cyber war, and if I had to guess, it would be the Iranians getting even for the Stuxnet by playing with Israel's communications. Now, look at the last... in the last few weeks, this Cellcom is the biggest internet provider in Israel. Went down, they didn't know why.
Hey, we're out of time, Barry. We're going to have to let you go. We hope we'll be able to talk to you again next week. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. My pleasure. Bye, all.
Just a good old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare,
Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the world is in turmoil. I mean, they certainly overthrew the Tunisian government, the riots in Egypt and in many of the other states there, in Jordan. Certainly the Lebanese government is in disarray, and Hezbollah has taken control of Lebanon. But behind that, believe me, there are powerful forces. There is a world revolution taking place. A continuing world revolution. If you want to, really, we gave a talk a few years ago about the world revolution, and there you can actually hear my interview, watch my interview with Ambassador Smith, a multi-billionaire, who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time. The American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power. He didn't win the revolution. Contrary to everything you've heard, we gave him Cuba. And but David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis there to visit Uncle Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit the leader of the capitalist world. Maybe nothing is the way that it appears to be. To verify that, you need to see the DVD, The World Revolution. And then, of course, we carry David Rockefeller's memoirs. And he will tell you how their interference, page 405, raising living standards throughout the world. And that's true. Their programs, the programs of he and his confreres who run the world, has raised living standards throughout the world, but they're going to lower them here. In fact, Mervyn Knight, the head of the Bank of England, just yesterday came out and said how bad he felt about the fact that the living standards of the British people were going to fall. They're going to fall because, of course, they can't. So they have to keep the interest rates low, because if they raise them, of course, the economy will collapse. If they don't raise them, there'll be inflation. So there's going to be inflation, and of course, with the inflation will come lower living standards, because they're going to have to decrease salaries and raise the prices. But it's going to come here, ladies and gentlemen. The producer price index reported is 14%. Now, that be delayed before you start getting the higher prices, but PPI up is 14% at the present time. You're not hearing that. Inflation is coming to America, probably a 10%, 12% inflation, probably, possibly by the end of this year. Devastating you, because salaries are going to fall. It's part of the planned program of the elite. We raise the living standards in other countries. We lower them here. The plan laid out in the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller. You can get that in our sustainable development syllabus, which you should have, along with my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch our DVD on the world revolution. And then the other one, The Forbidden Secret, comes with the syllabus. It goes into George Bush as he lays out what's really going on. George Bush told you in his inaugural address, in his first inaugural address, about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. He mentioned it not once, but twice, and he concluded his talk with that. And not one person, probably in a million in America, had any idea what he was talking about. Sounds so good, the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And then in the second inaugural address, when he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that's meant to be fulfilled. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. Get the syllabus. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.